it just sounds like it's going to be a really, really good band, and I just want as many people to experience that as we can.
The Hayes City Band will be kicking up again for this summer. Director Matt Romy stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Just another season with the Hayes City Band. As usual, I just want to put it out there that, you know, musicians of all ages are welcome. It doesn't matter if you're a person who regularly plays or if that you've got an instrument that's been sitting in a closet collecting dust. No better time to break it out and make sure that thing still works. The Hayes High School is where we're going to be hosting rehearsals this year. Last year, those of you who may remember, we had to be at Hayes Middle School. They were ripping the AC unit out of my ceiling. So no falling debris this time. That'll be fun. But
always a benefit.
Yeah, you know. So of course, then the benefit of being at Hayes High School is we have use of all that inventory. And so if you need an instrument, let's say, you know, maybe a tuba or a larger instrument, we can certainly provide that. So it's the usual schedule in June. We're looking at each Monday in June. So that's going to be June 5, 12, 19, and 26 from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Hayes High School band room. Just if you park in that main student parking lot out in front of the building, I'll have signs to kind of guide you in, but there's a door directly in, so you don't have to go through the building. And then on our performances, we'll do like we did last year, and we'll do three at that downtown pavilion, and that's going to be June 13, 20, and 27. The performances are all going to be 7:30 p.m. starts. They should be about an hour's worth of music each time. Yeah, Mondays and Tuesdays in June. What I always tell people is if you can play 1 or 2 weeks, maybe you can't make the whole season. Still love to have you. Obviously, the whole season would be ideal. I'm not going to complain about that. But yeah, I just really want to encourage anyone and everyone who's maybe been on the fence. Maybe you've come out to a concert or something and thought it might be fun to join in. Please do. Just give it a shot. The beautiful thing about the City Band is it really is comprised of everything from amateurs and students in the area, all the way up to teachers and professionals. And then of course, everything in between. Just in kind of talking to people leading up to this summer, I think we've got a really good mix of college students, high school students, handful of middle school students are even stepping up. They're going to try it. A bunch of Fort Hayes faculty I've talked to, and it sounds like they're in. I mean, it just sounds like it's going to be a really, really good band. And I just want as many people to experience that as we can.
Very cool. I wonder, Matt, if you want to talk a little bit about the style of music that'll be performed and then the level. As you say, it's a diverse group in age ranges and skill sets. So I'm imagining it's easier to play music. It's not super advanced, difficult kind of stuff that you should struggle to play.
Yeah. So the line we kind of try to walk with the City Band is that like an advanced middle school student, you know, might not be playing 100% of the notes, but they'd feel okay sitting in. And so we kind of tow that advanced middle school into like high school repertoire. We might have one or two things that stretch just a little beyond that, but most of it's going to sit in that kind of range. And just for the fact that, of course, you have to work with the kind of the middle of the room. And so, yeah, it's and like last summer, what I've tried to do is pick just a really broad variety of just band literature. Written as early as, you know, 1909 and then up to, in fact, I think we'll play a couple that were copywritten in 2022. So a really wide variety, a really diverse variety of music, some classics, some new things. But like I said, really trying to stick into that kind of generic high school level of repertoire so that hopefully nobody's too stressed out trying to sit in there.
Well, you know what I like about that, too, is for the audience, it's not, you know, sometimes when you get into really, you know, especially university level music and above, you have to have some knowledge and appreciation to really kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, of it can definitely get a little out there.
Yes, but this kind of stuff, I think it's good for everybody. It's not hard to just sit and listen to.
Absolutely, and that's important too. I'm glad you brought that up. That it's easy on the audience and on the player, hopefully. The idea is that we can set up at that pavilion. People can bring their lawn chairs and just relax and enjoy an evening of some really quality but easy listening band music, and And yeah, just again, I really hope that we can get a few more people out that have, you know, maybe they think to themselves, I don't know, I don't think I can do it. I haven't played in years. Who cares? Just try it. It'll be fine. If nothing else, you'll get to hear some world-class players in that group. I mean, seriously, we are so fortunate having the university in town and the faculty that it draws, and then that they come back and play in a city band like this. It's so fun. It's such a fun group.
Yeah, you know what I always liked about events like that is that camaraderie. You know, you get to meet people, like-minded people, and interact in a fun way, and you know, maybe make new friends.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's, I know every year that someone will come in fresh, you know, we'll get a new member almost without fail. They'll meet someone along the way, you know, a new friendship's formed. And for me being in front of the group, it's just kind of fun to be able to do a little people watching sometimes and kind of watch that as it develops. And the other thing, too, is just, you know, again, it's once we get them in the door, they tend to come back. The tricky thing is just getting them to try it. So, I mean, anything I can do to try to convince people, I'm game.
Excellent. If people out there are listening and they do want to be a part of the Hey City Band, what's the easiest and best way for them to do so?
If you're interested, if you have questions, my email is mromi2@usd489.com. You know, if you're concerns about maybe getting an instrument or maybe you've got a little bit more specific question about the repertoire involved, you know, I could certainly answer some questions that way. But if the short of it is, if you want to get involved, just come to a rehearsal, just give it a shot. Because it really is. It's such a friendly group. It's a very, very relaxed vibe in the room. You know, we definitely have our laughs along the way. It's certainly not 100% business. You know, we are not a professional group, and that is just fine.
Love it. Have you got some pieces picked out specifically yet? I guess you mentioned you had some years already in mind, so it sounds like you do.
So what I did last year and what I'm continuing for this season is I'm going to borrow from some of the repertoire that the high school did. I figure those kids already know it, so if they come play, makes their lives a little easier. So one of them that I am going to put in the folder for sure is first suite in E flat by Gustav Holst, written in 1909. It's a staple of band literature. And most likely if you played in a high school band at some point, you probably played that piece. there's a little strategy in that, though. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe if you're listening now and wait, Holst, I think I know that name. Yes, you do. I promise you do. So there, you've already got one thing down. Of course we've got some Sousa marches, a couple Carole King. So like I said, we've got kind of our classics, but then we do have some brand new, literally published a year ago. Like I said, all very attainable. If you're familiar with the music grading scale, tends to be in that grade 3, grade 4, that kind of average high school range. Got some classics, got some stuff hopefully that people should already know or maybe remember, and they'll dust it off pretty quickly, and then some new things too.
Very cool. Well, sir, we're about out of time. Any other last thoughts or anything you think the audience out there needs to know?
No, just I'm a broken record, and I apologize for that. But I seriously just if you're on the fence, just try it. It's a great group. They're great people. We're going to have a handful of people step up and guest conduct some numbers along the way. I certainly don't have any ego invested in it. I'm happy to step off the podium and give some other people the chance to do that. I'll throw him under the bus publicly here. Hayes High Principal Sean Henderson said he would play and conduct. So cool. Sean Henderson fans, come on out. You're in it now, buddy. that's just such a beautiful thing with this group is, of course, that I'm kind of heading it up and organizing it. But, you know, we've got Hayes High Principals. I'll direct, of course. I'll play when I'm not directing. TMP band director Hector Hernandez is going to be in there. Numerous Fort Hayes faculty. It's just a really great group of people and a really diverse group of people from a lot of backgrounds. and we just love to have even more.